Masechet Megillah Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. Here we'll talk about when the seller makes two statements about the field that contradict each other. What do we do? Mishnah says, Mida behevel ani moched lach, hen haser, hen yated. The seller says, I'm selling you a bet kur as measured by the line. That implies that it has to be an exact bet kur, like we mentioned previously in the Perek. When he says the line, behevel, by the line, it means that it's going to be exactly the amount of a bet kur. But then he said at the afterwards, hen haser, hen yater, a little bit less, a little bit more, which is implying the opposite, that it's not going to be exact. It's not going to be exactly 180 kav, but it could be a little bit more or a little bit less. So which part of the statement do we accept? We say, batil hen haser hen yater mida behevel. The second statement, which was a little bit less or a little bit more, cancels out the first statement, which was as measured by the line. So if there was a 7.5 kav discrepancy per bet kur, we say that it's okay. Whether it's more, whether it's less, it's accepted by the buyer, like we mentioned in the last Mishnah. So the second statement here is kept, and it nullifies the first statement. Hen haser hen yater mida behevel. If the seller made the statement in the reverse, he said, I'm selling you a bet kur, a bit less or a bit more. And then he said, as measured by the line. So the opposite inference over here, we say, batil mida behevel hen haser hen yater. The second statement, which was as measured by the line, which says it's going to be in exactly 180 kav bet kur, that cancels out the first statement, which was a little bit less or a little bit more. So there's no discrepancy at all in the situation. It has to be an exact bet kur in this case. What we're doing is we're following the last statement that was made. The last part of the statement is ikar, and the earlier statement is considered to be revoked. Divrei ben nanas, this is the opinion of ben nanas, when somebody makes two contradictory statements, one after the other, we assume that the second one, the latter one, is the important and valid one that we hold on to, and the earlier statement is dismissed. Hachamim disagree with the understanding of Ben Nanas, and they say we have a really confusing situation. We can't know which one of these statements was wanted by the seller, which one stands and which one is dismissed. So therefore, Hachamim say that what we basically say is whatever situation is better for the seller is the one that actually happens. If the land was more than 180 kur, we say that land goes back to the seller because he really meant the hevel. He really meant that it was going to be according to the line. If there was less than 180 kav in the situation, then we say, the seller meant hen haser hen yater, because now the seller gets away with giving away less than 180 kur. That is the opinion of Hachamim. They argue on Ben Nanas. A third case where the discrepancy is bigger than 7.5 kav per bet kur. Besimanav ubemitzarav. The seller said, I'm selling you this bet kur that's within these markings and boundaries. He specifies exactly what the land is. Pachot mishetut hegi'o. Then the halacha is, even if the field within the boundaries that the seller was giving up was 1/6 less than a bet kur, he would not receive any refund. The buyer keeps the field as it is, and he would not receive any refund whatsoever. The statement of the seller was clearly as is. He was selling whatever was within that boundary, and the sale stands even if the field was smaller than a bet kur. Ad shetut yinakeh, but if the field was missing more than 1/6 of the area, then the buyer could say, this is not what I signed up for. So he could deduct the amount of area that's missing from the purchase price. If the field was also 1/6 bigger than a bet kur, then the buyer would keep the extra land. But if it was more than 1/6 larger than a bet kur, then the buyer has to return all of the land. Even though the seller did say that he's selling him everything within the boundaries, he also did make mention that he was selling him a bet kur. And here is obviously much bigger than a bet kur, so therefore it's returned to the seller.